am here in studio with Captain Brad White and also Captain David Dauphiné. These are both experienced men who are out on the rivers and out on the ocean. And today the topic is clams. And if you're interested in clams on the South Shore, you should be interested in what these two gentlemen have to say, because frankly, talking off air just a few minutes ago, I was surprised about what's going on behind the scenes. And there's going to be a meeting, just letting you know, tonight, where you can go and express your opinion. Brad White, thanks so much for joining us today. What's happening? Why are you worried about clamming here?
Christine, thanks for having me aboard. The Scituate Marshfield North and South River recreational shellfish areas have been really prolific for generations. But they've been closed since this past August 20th by the FDA and the Division of Marine Fisheries for no plausible or reasonable scientific reason. And it shows way too much government overreach. So the recreational clamming has been shut down, and it's been operating flawlessly for 60 years. So tonight at the Scituate Library at 7 p.m. through 8:30 p.m., there's going to be a Scituate shellfish meeting with the folks that are coming in from the Division of Marine Fisheries to face the citizen challenge of the state and federal government's unilateral closure of these areas. We'll have senators there, state reps, and we invite the public to come to this open meeting. Now, a couple of boiler points. Our water is very clean. It's tested every week by Harbormaster and Clam Constable Mike DeMeo. We have delicious, tasty, and mouthwatering clams, and we've enjoyed them for decades. And we have over 200 clammers that have recreational licenses between Scituate and Marshfield. Mm-hmm. And it gets families out recreating in our beautiful waterways. So this closure, it really is in violation of our recreational rights by pressing strict commercial regulations and guidelines against the easy recreational users. So there is no known virus that can legally close these flats. And if we don't harvest these clams that are out there, they'll choke each other out. So we'll end up with millions of dead clams. And this is also hurting the breeding stock. So before we turn it over to our passionate expert, Dave Dauphiné, the other part of this is we have a whole new aquaculture campaign starting, hopefully, on the Scituate-Cohasset line called Briggs Harbor. And right now, the Board of Selectmen have been directed by Marine Fisheries to not even consider those applications. And these folks have these charted out plots to do aquaculture, which is very healthy, very good for the water, because one oyster cleans 30 gallons a day. But we're not talking today about oysters. We're talking about steamers and razor clams and cherry stones. Shut down unilaterally. Done. So that's the problem statement, and that's what we're trying to talk about tonight, 7 o'clock, Scituate Library.
Okay, and David Dauphiné, I know you because you're, you know, well-known lobster guy here on the here on the South Shore, but this is an issue that you care passionately about as well.
Yeah, for pretty close to 50 years, I've recreational shellfished in the North and the South Rivers, and it was one of the first memories I had with my dad when I was about 7 years old. So I'm just confused. I was confused over the fact that they were closing the area to reclassify it to meet a commercial
standard.
Okay. Exactly. And we don't have any permitted commercial activity in the North and South River. It's over 600 acres. It's all recreation. The towns don't permit commercial use or sale or trade, and it's all recreation, but we've been lumped in under this federal standard to meet.
What am I missing here? What's the backstory, and what are you hearing from the governor's office? Let's get right to the chase, because this doesn't sound right.
It isn't right, and we have great support from Patrick Kearney and from Patrick O'Connor and U.S. Senator Lynch's office, and we're working towards going to the governor and getting this taken care of. I have tried for 7 months to get a sit-down with the stakeholders with zero action.
Okay, but it looks like you're getting some action tonight.
We are, yes.
With the, and you're having a meeting, and that's at 7 o'clock, Scituate Town Library, right in the community room, 7 to 8:30, and it's the Scituate Shellfish Advisory Committee. Do you think this is going to create enough buzz to get people to say, okay, we got to take care of this problem?
I hope so, because if I can quote Jeff Kennedy from the Division of Marine Fisheries, we don't know what we don't know, and that was a comment he made during a shellfish advisory meeting that was via Zoom, and it struck me as being, do they really understand the importance of this activity? It's part of the fabric of our community, and those that partake in the activity are part of the thread that hold us together. And this has been going on since the Indians were around. So this is something that's very, very important that we maintain.
And I think it's a big part of tourism here, too, on the South Shore. This is something that people expect. It's up there like cranberries. So I think that that's quite an issue. Brad White, you look like you're so ticked off about this issue.
Well, the thing is, I brought a company public years ago, and I like people that are efficient and get things done. Mm-hmm. The state government in Massachusetts is brutal. They finger point. I was at a meeting, and one of the heads said, well, we'll get back to you. I said, you don't know who I am. I haven't asked my name. So the bottom line is we have a lot of inefficiency. The FDA, the FDA is guiding and requiring the state to oversee this area, and they have no jurisdiction. So we need to break this jurisdiction problem, Christine. We need the governor's help and assistant. We need him to please make sure that we get back to recreational standards and not commercial standards.
Now, let me ask you a question. If people are listening and are getting ticked off listening about this, because we got a lot of people here on the South Shore that loved a boat and loved a clam and probably were not quite sure what exactly what was going on, what can they do?
They can come tonight to the meeting at 7 o'clock at the Scituate Public Library. It'll be from 7 to 8:30, number one. Number two is they can write or call the Scituate Shellfish Commission, which is right on the website for the Scituate website. And number three is they can write a letter in as well to support this whole campaign to reopen our flats and stop this nonsense and stop with the government overreach. So those are three things they can do.
Okay, and WATD will have a reporter there tonight at that meeting. Any last words, David Dauphiné?
No, I don't. I appreciate the time to come here today, and this is I'm very passionate about this, and it's something I've done with my children. I did it with my dad, and I want this to continue on, and if they get their way and close this area, it will be closed forever.
Oh, that's
and
right.
That's too much to take right now.
That is scary. You know, we'll keep on top of this issue and let me know what kind of headway you're making, or if you're not making headway, and you can definitely come on here.
Thanks, Christina. Maybe one day we can celebrate with some nice North and South River steamers, huh?
Why not? They're delicious. They're delectable. Absolutely. And again, that's Captain Brad White and Captain David Dauphiné. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Christina.